Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Angela Olea, the founder and CEO of Assisted Living Locators. And Assisted Living Locators is a free service for seniors and their families. Their experienced, compassionate team of experts help you explore and understand elder care options, information, and resources. And we're going to talk to Angela about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of All in One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Angela Alea, the founder and CEO of Assisted Living Locators. And Assisted Living Locators is a free service for seniors and their families. Their experienced, compassionate team of experts help you explore and understand elder care options, information, and resources, and use them to make life better for you and your loved ones. Hi, Angela. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
This is my pleasure, Angela. You know, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from our corporate headquarters in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today, Angela?
Generally in the summer, it can always be described as hot. That we
yes,
always pride
exactly.
ourselves on giving our franchisees a warm welcome.
That's fantastic. I've been studying your franchise for actually it's quite a long time now, Angela. You know, I had a personal story with this situation that, you know, this service really could have been of value. My dad, many years ago, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's and dementia. And, you know, when it came time when he got really, really bad, you know, and we had to send him to a nursing home, As a family, we didn't know what we were doing, you know. And, of course, initially we chose the wrong place. It just wasn't a match for what we were looking for. And, you know, I wish, you know, that, you know, I knew about this type of service, you know, years ago. My father has passed since. But, you know, it's a tough thing for our family, isn't it, you know, in going through that type of situation. And you know, that's really where assisted living locators comes in, don't they?
Absolutely. My background is a registered nurse. Actually, I pioneered the industry back in 2003, and
yeah.
I had been working as a nurse, and seeing families going through this is what prompted me to sit back and say, there's got to be something better to help the families
yeah.
navigate through this process. So, yes, this is something we hear over and over.
That's what I got, you know, in studying your background too, Angela, you know, is that you were really passionate. And I would, you know, definitely consider, you know, assisted living locators, you know, a pioneer, you know, in this type of business model. You know, in doing the show 10 years, I haven't seen anything like this. But, and I like the way you described it. Once I, you know, saw you on a previous interview and you described it as kind of like a realtor for the elderly. Is that a good way of describing the business model?
Yep, exactly. To help people really understand that concept, a realtor for the elderly with a healthcare spin, we're a free community-based referral and placement service, but I like to consider us also matchmakers. We've been matchmaking seniors with caring providers for over a decade.
The industry is really, you know, quite amazing. I mean, when you look at the numbers, you know, from a marketing perspective, Angela, I mean, these numbers just seem to be getting bigger and bigger, aren't they? You know, for a lot of different reasons, you know, not because of divorce, because, you know, not everyone gets married today, you know. So it seems like the demand probably every, I don't know, is it 5 years or 10 years, seems to grow exponentially, would you say?
Yep, there's 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day, and over the next 20 years, we're going to see that population double. So we call it the senior tsunami.
Yeah, it's something. How, if you could describe, I mean, I guess there's lots of different scenarios, Angela, you know, for someone using your service. Again, I mentioned, you know, that my family certainly, you know, if you know, this is going back, but, you know, it would have been a perfect match. But, I mean, how does the service typically work then? I mean, does, you know, for your franchisee, does someone typically, you know, call up an assisted living locator's franchise and, you know, describe their problem or their situation? Like, how does it all work?
You know, this is such a, we're such a unique fit that everybody is a potential referral source. Everybody has a neighbor, a relative, an employer, an employee that potentially has an elderly person who is just not thriving in their environment and needs some support services. So the phone call or the referral can come in from such a variety of different ways, and they do. It can come from healthcare professionals that say, you know, unfortunately you're going to be unable to go home. It could be from a realtor. It could be from a handyman that's going into the house. It could be from an insurance person that says, you know, Ms. Jones, how are you getting these racing stripes down your car? This is the third fire that you've had from forgetting that you've had something. There's a better option. So every single person is a potential referral source, which is, you know, for our franchisees, it's just really, you know, articulating that message and letting people know, hey, we're the experts of all things senior. We're a hub of a wheel. If you know someone who is having these struggles, we're a phone call away. We're text and email. You know, reach out to us and we can help you or connect you. And that's what, you know, we pride ourselves on.
Right.
Is, you know, being able to connect.
Sure. Did you know in the beginning when you started the whole concept, Angela, you know, I mean, you took all your years of experience, which is certainly important in franchising, you know, and it's been one of the themes on our show, you know, or lessons to our listeners is, you know, we say, you know, look towards the leadership, you know, and what type of experience do they have in the industry. And you have significant experience, you know, in this industry. But did you know in the beginning that, you know, franchising would be a good model, you know, for assisted living locators?
No, you know, I really didn't. But what I tried at originally was we began getting calls from all over the United States as soon as we created our website. Our home base was local. And so we tried to have boots on the ground in other areas, just an employer-employee model. And what we found was that you truly needed to have that. We're really so impactful with the families that we work with that we really needed to have that vested boots-on-the-ground ownership locally to really make the full impact with the families that we wanted. So, nope, tried out a couple other things and quickly came to realize there has to be pride in ownership.
That's great. What, you know, what I loved about your model too, Angela, is that you really don't have to have experience to get into, you know, your type of business, you know, and that's, of course, the benefit of franchising, you know, is that, you know, someone who does want to go into their own business and they see the growth of a particular industry, yet they don't have to have, you know, all of your years of experience, you know, because you share that, of course, with your franchisees. But so what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees and what, you know, were some of them maybe doing in their, you know, previous careers?
You know, this is a great, so this is going to be a two-part answer. One of the things that I could tell you is we are seeing people that have been downsized. You know, I would say we probably have over 50% of our franchisees are male. And what we're seeing is people are being downsized out there where age is not appreciated. You know, let's give this example. When you've got life experiences in assisted living locators, people value that you've got, you know, some you know, road that's been traveled. So in our industry, hey, if you're seasoned and you have some experience in life with a relative or some hardships, that is truly something that families love and value. So there's no aging out in our industry. So we've got a variety of backgrounds that come to us. Those who've been downsized, as I mentioned, so very, very, you know, qualified. But we've also got younger people that recognize, you know, our youngest franchisee is probably 29. Our average age is between 40s and 50s. But our oldest franchisee, literally, figuratively and literally, is in her early 70s. And she is coming up on next year will be her 10 years of franchising with us. So, It is just really having that advocacy for seniors' desire to run their own business and achieve that American dream. They obviously need somebody who runs their own business. Primarily, this is a home-based business, so they've got to be motivated and be their own boss. A networker, as I said, everybody is a potential referral source. They have to be able to start that conversation and pivot it with how it pertains to that particular individual. Is it your parent? Are you dealing with an employee that's missing work? You know, is it a neighbor that you're concerned that you're going to go over there and find them in a compromising situation? So it's just having that conversation so that light bulb goes off with whomever they're in contact with, that person can say, aha, oh my gosh, that's my Aunt Betty. This is a great service.
Right.
That connecting ability. And obviously the desire to be compensated while giving back to the community. This is every single one of our franchisees will say, oh my gosh, you know, they get a personal satisfaction that they may never have had in career number 1, 2, 3, or 4. So with this, that personal satisfaction of knowing that they're being compensated is something that is really an amazing gift.
Yeah, it's a feel-good type of business, isn't it, Angela? You know, it's just, sometimes I compare it to, you know, it's not like selling transmissions or transmission services, you know, where you say, okay, $3,000, you know, this is a business that you can, you know, truly make a significant amount of money, but yet at the same time, you're probably even one of the bigger even gratifications is, you know, the ability to help people, you know, and like I was saying to you earlier, you know, is, you know, I certainly have a compassion or, you know, an empathy for people who have been through this situation. It's very difficult, you know, and it really takes a toll on the family, you know, and that's why I said I wish that, you know, we knew about this type of service, you know, years ago, because, you know, it really would have helped us too, because a lot of problems come with you when you're dealing with a loved one. You know, there's this family arguments, there's all sorts of things. And if you don't know what you're doing, which was my family, it really becomes a mess, doesn't it?
It definitely, we've seen it with all different sizes of families. And it is, it's a tough choice. Sometimes you're parenting your parent and making huge decisions that you weren't trained to do. You know, no one in life said, at this point, you're going to have to navigate your family's finances, where they're going to live, and their everyday, you know, routines. And it can be an overwhelming, and that's what we do. We navigate, we help families just navigate those waters. They tell us where they want to go, and we help get them to that destination as seamlessly as possible and know that we're the resource for them. But it doesn't even stop once we help a family matchmake with a provider. We continue to follow up with them for years until, you know, they stop just because we know things change. So we're there to support and offer guidance ongoing.
And that follow-up is important too, isn't it, Angela? You know, because it helps, of course, your business as well, you know what I mean, and stay, you know, connected to the customer, of course. It's not like just a one-time type of service and then you don't ever hear from them again. I mean, that follow-up is very critical, isn't it, to your business model?
It is, because people do change and situations change. You might have a married couple and one spouse dies, and that situation may not be appropriate. Or, you know, funds changed, and now this is getting unaffordable for them. Or maybe daughter lives next to them, but she's moving to another state. So that constant contact with them enables us to, you know, and it may not be something that they would think of. They might think one and done. And so by us continuing to reach out, they're so, you know, they so appreciate that constant touch. That you're right. I mean, it is that value. It just it's that added value for us and for them.
Absolutely. What is the training like, Angela, once you decide, you know, that you like them, you know, and they like you and they want to come aboard as a franchisee? I mean, do they come out to headquarters for training? Is that how it works?
Yep, they do. They come out to Scottsdale and they do a 5-day training program. And they actually start even prior to coming. We begin a pre-launch training program. So they actually come 5 days at Scottsdale. And once they leave, we pretty much put them on a 13-week training program where they have coaching. We want to find out, you know, where are they on pace to be where they want to be. And not only that, but they also get to join. We have franchise groups that are 10, maximum of 10 per group, and they get to join one of our groups. So they get a weekly correspondent 1 hour with a group of franchisees that have all different ages within the group. So some might be brand new, and then you get a more seasoned franchisee. But we collaboratively do a strategic call every single week so that they can, you know, say, wow, who's done this? Or someone talks
right.
about a great thing or a challenge. So they get that team approach so that they get to know other members of that franchise organization and get that ongoing support.
Which is the benefit, of course, of getting into franchising as well, which it seems like, you know, of course, you know, franchising being a great fit for assisted living locators. And, you know, the ability, I guess, to also, Angela, to, you know, the sharing of best practices, you know, is learning from, of course, other franchisees and their experiences with certain things, you know, saying this worked, this didn't work, you know, and I'm sure that's a benefit as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got some phenomenal forward thinkers that have helped open up and create new channels of, you know, getting the word out about assisted living locators. So, you know, we as an organization value that type of input. We're actually going to have our annual conference here in October in
mm-hmm.
Scottsdale and really bringing our franchisees together. So we're very excited about, again, that team, because it is, it's a team approach. Rising tides raises all ships.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's well said. What's a typical day like for a franchisee, Angela? I mean, from, you know, I guess the beginning of the day till, you know, the middle of the day and everything else, you know, towards the end of the day. I mean, what is that like?
So obviously it's going to be significantly different from a brand new franchisee who's building their inventory and learning
right.
all the properties in their area. A seasoned franchisee is going to have administrative days, but they're also going to have days that they're out touring with families. So they're meeting with families, they're meeting with strategic partners, learning about other services that are there from companies that may be downsizing to realtors, to home health agencies and physicians. So they're networking with other strategic partners, but a big
right.
part of it also is touring out in the community with families. But the others are, you know, that administrative task where they're following up with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are things doing? We worked with you a year ago. Are things still going well? Great. We love hearing that. And we're going to be checking in with you. So it's in and out of the office, but probably, you know, 2 days that they've got admin days, and the other three might be touring with families or building new relationships or maintaining relationships within their community.
That's great. It's nice that yeah, assisted living locators is also set up as a home-based business, you know, and doing the show such a long time now, you know, we've learned, you know, the obstacles of sometimes, you know, getting that great location, you know, and also the expense that, you know, a lot of businesses have to pay. It really takes a lot out of, you know, your profit, Angela. So that's a nice benefit as well, isn't it, is having it set up as a home-based business.
Absolutely, and I would say 95% of our franchisees are set up as a home-based business. We do
mm-hmm.
have, we give them the option to do that, and we will help
right.
guide them through if they want that. But, you know, like you mentioned, there's so many benefits to having that low overhead and, you know, living
right.
within your community that you can maximize your time.
That's great. What, you know, from your experience in studying your background, Angela, you know, you definitely, you know, have the characteristics and traits of an entrepreneur. And we find, you know, with most of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them have it set in their mind that they want to get into franchising. But through all our experience, most of them don't even know where to begin because there's just so much out there today. You know, like when you go to a franchise show and you see like 400, 500 different franchises, and then overall I think we have about 2,500 or 3,000 different systems in the U.S. alone. What advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, I would say buying a franchise, it truly needs to line up with your core competencies and your skill sets. You want a franchise that you can transfer your life skills or your talent
right.
and go with something that is going to be in sync with, you know, with what they do. For us, we're in the senior care market or the senior placement and referral market, and the senior market in itself is huge. The majority of
yeah.
what's out there is maybe home care. Well, that home care model is a completely different model from us. It is heavy employees.
Right.
And, you know, our model is not as heavy employee-based. It's very autonomous. You know, we are very much in control of our schedule. So So that's something, you know, to really look at. What are you looking for? If you're looking for freedom, if you're looking for very organized, you know, where you've got, you know, 24/7 staffing and things like that, you know, you need to truly find out what is going to align with, again, those values.
Right. It's one of the things we say on our show, Angela, is, you know, what do you want the franchise to do for you? You know what I mean? And you know, it's nice because, you know, I guess you're kind of like in that senior care industry, but this is a totally different category in itself. You know, again, something that, you know, I haven't seen, you know, in again, doing the show such a long time now, you know, so it's nice to have, you know, those other, you know, segments to choose from, you know. So I think that's fantastic. So I can ask you the next question, because you're the founder of the company. I mean, where do you see assisted living locators, like, if you could look into a crystal ball, like 3 to 5 years down the road, Angela, where do you see the organization?
You know, I see the organization growing. Right now we're at 55 units. I see us at 150 units. And one of the things that we're rapidly transitioning into is our core competency is placement and referrals. And the core competency that we're growing and partnering with is home care, companion home care, the non-medical, and that's their core competency. And so the partnership that I see, not only right now, the majority of our revenue is derived from the fees that we collect from when a senior moves into memory care, et cetera. We get paid by that property. Our partnership with home care, there's so many of the home care companies, they value our referrals, because when we meet with families, it's about their right choice. If they want to move to assisted living, great. If they want home care, we're partnering now with, we've launched numerous contracts with national organizations and partnerships with home care. So now our pivot is to refer to home care and derive revenue from that home care market while sticking with our core competency, and vice versa. Home care can now tap into the placement, because they get someone, you know, and they can say, hey, 24-hour care is $20,000, and someone might drop their jaw and say, wow, I can't afford that. You know, well, assisted living may be the better option for you. I've got a company called Assisted Living Locators who can assist you. Now they're getting compensated for our core competency and our partnership. So we've established, so our goal is to continue to build and flourish that relationship, so our franchisees get a residual model from the home care without having to do that 24/7 and large employee. So that's the, you know, the pivot that we're going to continue to grow and gain those opportunities and revenue generators for our franchisees.
That's fantastic. How can our listeners get more information on the services provided by assisted living locators, Angela, and of course the franchise opportunity itself? Are there any websites that they should go to?
Yeah, our website, assistedlivinglocators.com, and there are links and phone numbers directly on the site that will help navigate how to, you know, start that process and explore, you know, this opportunity further.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Angela. I think this is a wonderful and very important service, you know, and, you know, I'd really like to invite you back as you continue to grow. I think this is a wonderful franchise opportunity. So it was a privilege for me to finally get the chance to speak with you today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too, Angela. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Franchise Interviews has been hosting Franchise Interviews for almost 6 years now and almost 300 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Art Cole, who is the president of Alpha Graphics, and Art has a wonderful quote. He says that franchising is one of the greatest inventions for small business, and he kind of expands why, so here we go.
Fantastic program. I mean, when I saw it, I said I thought this was very exciting for you guys, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch. And I mean, it sounds like your franchise partners are certainly going to appreciate something like this. And I guess that's the benefit of getting into franchising as well, isn't it, Art? You know, is to, you know, have a program like this, you know, a very strong program that the franchisees can really benefit from.
Yeah, I tell you, Marty, you know, you said something earlier, you know, I was saying earlier about, you know, that nearly 10 years of restaurant ownership,
mm-hmm.
There were months, Marty, and we were not a franchise, there were months, Marty, where I begged for somebody to send a royalty check to, because I thought, man, if somebody could bring me some turnkey marketing programs, if somebody
exactly.
could bring me some training solutions that were already ready to go for the employees and how to hire them and who's the right person, how to recruit them, if somebody could bring me a process for creating more traffic at my restaurant or
right.
operational workflow and checklist. Marty, I believe, you know, and I've had people, you know, great people like, you know, Bud Hadfield, and I can, you know, go down the list of just the names of people that have, you know, are in my cell phone that I can call anytime. I mean, John Luther over at Duncan Brands and Jim Amos, who,
right.
you know, led mailboxes, et cetera, and you know all these names. I think they
oh, yeah.
I'm honored being on your show today, just knowing those guys.
Thank you.
People like that are people that you've interviewed. But,
yes.
You know, franchising, I believe, is the greatest invention for small business ownership.
Yeah.
Because franchising doesn't change the fact that you're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
All franchising should do, I mean, my job as president of Alpha Graphics is to take people who have decided they want to be a small business owner and they want to do it in this arena of providing visual communication solutions, whether that's a document solutions or marketing solutions, but my job as president of Alpha Graphics is just simply to take the hurdles that may be 6 feet high, if you're out there on your own trying to do it yourself, and let's take them down to 6 inches. The hurdles are still there. You're still going to have employee issues. You're still going to have operational issues. You still need to have somebody. You're still going to deal with your financials and your business. And I think sometimes prospective franchisees forget that. Yes. They forget that they're still they may possibly think the franchisor is going to take those problems away. And there are some that we do remove off the table, but for the most part, they're all still there. We just have systems and approach and coaching and support to help you manage that. And now it's a little speed bump in the road in the road instead of a climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.